Miss it.
Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network Studios in New York, you're listening to The Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
If you want to turn yourselves into a greasy spot on a country road somewhere, go right ahead.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Thursday, May 19th, 2016. And we're coming to you today, like always, from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Here in New York, not too bad, about 65 degrees, partly cloudy. I hope it's equally nice wherever you're listening from today. Before the show, I got a notification on my phone, I'm sure a lot of you did too, about the passing of Morley Safer. Not completely unexpected. He announced his retirement last week at the age of 84 due to declining health. He will be sorely missed. He was on the air for 46 years. 46 years on CBS and 60 Minutes. That is a long time. That's actually the longest run of anybody in primetime TV. So, of course, he's known for being the first United States network news guy to go and do a report from Communist China, among many reports in Vietnam as well. He didn't like TV. He actually said it made him uncomfortable, but the money was good. So he'll be missed. Rest in peace, Morley Safer, dead at the age of 84. With that, let's get to the rest of today's headlines. First, yet another commercial airplane goes missing, this time over the Mediterranean Sea. We have the latest details and speculation. Also, Donald Trump drops the R-bomb on Hannity last night. And the Hillary camp, well, they're going to blame it on his taxes? All right. We also have new national polls out that show a drastic shift in momentum. Drastic. And once again, we'll dive into the Rhino mailbag and pull out a few gems for your listening pleasure. Plus, could using the wrong pronoun in New York City now cost you $250,000? You're going to want to hear this, guys. All that, plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report every day. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country. With the Pledge of Allegiance, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. As always, send me your submissions of your son, daughter, Boy Scout troop, Girl Scout troop, saying the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll get it on air here and give them a shout out. You can always find the Rhino Report on any podcast platform, Spreaker and TuneIn, iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeart. We're on iHeart. That's kind of a big deal. They don't take a lot of shows on there. So we got on iHeart. It only took about 6 months to get there after approval, but we're there. So you can check us out there, and you can like it, poke it, favorite it, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do to that podcast in the privacy of your own home, that's completely up to you. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, well, this Egypt Air Flight 804. We're going to talk about Donald Trump and the R-word, some new polls. We have so much stuff to get to on today's show. So I need you guys to hang in there for about a minute while we take a short little break. Not a big deal. We'll be back, I promise. We're not going anywhere. So you're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Keep it locked in. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. You know, we're still looking for a few more reporters, some Rhino reporters for the website. It's rhinoreport.com. And if you want to commit to maybe writing one or two articles a week, you can join us there. And we get a bunch of hits. I mean, our stuff gets read, it gets retweeted, and whatever else. So it's a good way to get your name out there if you're looking to maybe start a career in writing articles of a conservative nature, patriotic nature, I imagine. I want to tell you about a show I started watching. I started watching a show called Alpha House. Now, it's been out for a little while. It's on Amazon Prime. It's got John Goodman in it and Wanda Sykes. It's about three or four Republican senators that live in a house together in Washington, D.C., and it's kind of like all the trials and tribulations. It's a little leftward slanted. It definitely paints these guys as being kind of bumbling and not really being in touch with what people want, but it is very funny. It's very funny. The first season was much more leftward slanted. The second season, not so much. But it's there's two seasons on Amazon Prime if you want to support Jeff Bezos over there, and you can watch it there. I think a third season's coming out. I kind of hope so. It's kind of like Rome. If you ever watched Rome on HBO, great, great series. Only two seasons, and it should have been so much more. But they just kind of got swamped with The Sopranos and Oz and whatever else. So they had to cut the funding to Rome. But Alpha House, check it out if you have Amazon Prime. Let's talk about Egypt Air. This is what everyone's talking about, right? Flight 804, what do we know? We know last night we all got the notifications on our phones and everything started beeping and buzzing, and we looked at it and we saw, oops, a missing plane, right? This is not altogether new news. We've heard about this a few times, of course, with the Malaysia Airlines and then the Russian one. It was an Airbus 320 on its way from Paris, France to Cairo, Egypt. 66 passengers on board, 56 plus 10 crew members, which, you know what, sounded like a lot to me. For a flight carrying 56 passengers, 10 crew members, sounded like an awful lot. I mean, I've been on planes where there's 300 people on the plane and there's 4 crew members, you know, maybe with the pilots included. So, I don't know, be that as it may, it just seemed like an odd number. I thought originally maybe it was like a charter plane. That's what I thought, but I guess not. So they found a couple of orange objects now floating around about 230 miles south of Crete. Maybe a life vest or some sort of flotation device. I don't think it's the black box. I don't know. They're saying that this thing made a 90-degree turn, and then it made a 360-degree turn, and it fell from about 37,000 feet down to 15,000 feet, and then the signal was lost at 10,000 feet. Homeland Security Chief Jay Johnson, he's been briefed. Been briefed twice, maybe terrorist attack, but two briefings seems like enough for Mr. Johnson. Egypt, Russia, France, all sort of calling it terrorism. Tough to tell, I get it. I mean, when you have a plane that's 37,000 feet in the air, they say that is the safest part of the flight. I don't like flying, so for me, that is the worst part of the flight. When we're that high up in the air, when at least when we're taking off, we're like 100 feet off the ground, I feel like maybe I'd stand a chance if something went wrong. 37,000 feet from me, no good, but apparently it's the safest part of the flight. You would think in that area, going over the parts of the world that they go over, perhaps the higher the better. I mean, I don't know. But so they're saying terrorism, maybe. United States, noncommittal. Not really committing to one way or the other, technical failure, terrorism. Donald Trump, positive. He comes right out and says, well, here we are again, another act of terrorism. It's on his Twitter account. You can go look at it there. You know, that's one thing about Trump that you almost have to admire. He dives in. He seems connected. With this administration, they seem so disconnected. They take hours to talk about things like San Bernardino or what happened in Oklahoma, more Oklahoma, with the beheading of that one woman in the factory, they just take hours to respond. It's like, how can we disseminate this information so we don't look like total idiots? And it takes them hours to come up with reasons why. But Donald Trump, right away, boom, Twitter, out, looks like terrorism. I know you really can't hold his feet to the fire here, because he's not really in a position, a public position yet, in terms of being a president or vice president or whatever. But at least he's committing to something. At least he's saying something. You haven't heard boo from the administration. A couple of little press conferences saying, ah, we'll give the resources we need to go help. Yeah, we always do that. We always do that. People last night were thinking maybe this wasn't terrorism because it's a small plane. It doesn't have that big spectacle appeal that you would have from like a 300 or 250 passenger plane. I think regardless, it's still a plane. It's still people in the air who you know, met their demise. And regardless of the size of the plane, it's still terrible. Terrible. Some people are saying that maybe there's a laptop issue here. We know that ISIS and Al-Qaeda have been working on laptops. They try to get on the planes that are actually bombs. They work, they can turn on, but they're actually bombs. I don't know that this is what it is. All I know is that they've been talking about this for, you know, a couple of months now, about these laptop things. Maybe thinking it'd be easier to get on a small plane. Don't know. You know, and given Egypt's history lately, it's a little odd that they would jump right out and say, yeah, we think maybe terrorism. Because their whole economy at this point is based on terrorism. So why you would come out and even, you know, have that idea, it doesn't make any sense to me. If I was them, I would hold off as long as possible before I used the T word. Because tourism is huge in Egypt, and they are just having a bad time. Ever since 2011 with the uprising, tourism is way, way down in Egypt. So we're going to have to wait. We're going to have to wait and see where this goes. Wait for the people who are better than us to tell us what actually happened, and we'll see if we believe them. That's kind of how this all goes. But yeah, it's a terrible thing, and hopefully they find all the wreckage, and they find the black box, and we can really know what's going on. You know, of course you have Airbus coming out and saying, well, you know, it probably didn't break up mid-flight. It's their plane, of course. But we saw that here on Long Island just, I think it was 2 weeks ago. There was a plane, it was about, I don't know, 10,000 feet in the air. It was a small Cessna-style plane, and it just broke up. The wings fell off, the tail fell off, and it broke up, and three or four people on board plummeted. So I guess these things happen. I think the turns it made, you know, left and right, and it dropped so quickly. Tough to tell, guys. Tough to tell. I don't want to jump to any conclusions. I really don't. I like to have the information before we start making, you know, assertions here. You know, there is no good answer. It's not like, okay, well, oof, at least it's terrorism. Or, oof, you know, at least the plane just broke up. There's no good answer. There's not one good answer. So I guess we'll see how this all parses itself out, and I'm sure by tomorrow or the next day we'll have a better idea of what actually happened. I don't think this is like an MH370 thing where they're not going to find the plane. The Mediterranean Sea is not nearly as deep as the Indian Ocean, and then the trenches that go through it with the currents, and so, you know, we'll keep our finger on the pulse here, and if we have any breaking information during the show, I'll definitely get that to you. But when we come back, we're going to talk about Donald Trump and Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity making a lot of news lately with some of these interviews. Ted Cruz, Donald Trump, we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about the Clinton response to what Donald Trump said, and some new poll numbers are out that are going to show you the drastic shift that is occurring, and a shift in the favor of one billionaire from New York. So hang in there, guys. We'll be back here on the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Are you looking to increase the number of calls you receive at your business? Well, CRN Talk is introducing a new way for customers to reach you without having to remember your phone number or web address. Customers simply dial #250 from their mobile phones to say your business name. That's it. They'll be directed immediately to your phone line and receive a text message with a link to your website and phone number. It's that easy. It works so well that we're using it in this commercial. To sign up, dial #250 and say, "Help my business." That's #250, help my business.
Here's an important announcement for prescription drug users. If you take Synthroid, Lipitor, Crestor, Nexium, or any other expensive prescription medication, we guarantee you're paying too much. A new program is now making these important drugs available at a fraction of the local pharmacy price. For example, 100 milligram Synthroid in your local pharmacy is about $1 a pill. The exact same medication is about 30 cents a pill. You can save up to 70% on most of the top 200 drugs prescribed by U.S. physicians. Call right now and see if you qualify to get this special offer of a 3-month supply of most of the top selling prescription drugs for less than $100, plus shipping and handling. Call right now toll free and start saving on medication for you and your family. Call now. 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-704-6182, 800-704-6182.
All right, welcome back to the show. Just before we wrap up with this Flight 804 stuff for today, of the 56 people on board this plane, or 66, I guess, you had one child, two babies, three security staff, seven crew members, 15 French passengers, 30 Egyptians, one British, two Iraqis, one Kuwaiti, one Saudi, one Sudanese, one Chadian, one Portuguese, one Algerian, and one Canadian. So, lots of different people on this plane. I thought maybe like a diplomat was on it or something. We haven't had the names released yet to see who exactly. I'm sure family members have to be notified and whatever else. So, let's button that up for today. Let's go on to talking about Donald Trump and Sean Hannity. On Sean Hannity last night, Donald Trump, well, he uses the R word, and I guess you can't use that word anymore on TV. They're talking about the New York Times hit piece, and really how this piece went and kind of portrayed Donald Trump in a bad light as it pertains to women. And, you know, Sean Hannity starts saying, hey, listen, in, you know, Bill Clinton really can't escape this either, because in one case there's an exposure issue and there's fondling issues and touching issues, and then Trump chimes in and says, and rape. And Sean goes, yeah, and rape. And they're not altogether wrong. There was an allegation against Bill Clinton of rape from one Juanita Broderick. This is going back to 1978 when she accused, well, she accused him much later. But the then State Attorney General Bill Clinton, she says that he raped her. This all comes after, of course, the Monica Lewinsky thing, right? This is that just opened up a can of worms that, well, had pretty much stayed closed for the most part. All of a sudden, more and more people decided that, well, they could speak out now. They weren't afraid anymore of a politician, or, in some cases, the wife of that politician, who just happens to be Hillary Clinton. So we saw people like Kathleen Willie come out, and she accused Bill of sexual assault, and then Connie Hamsey, sexual harassment. Juanita Broderick, of course, accused him of rape. Eileen Wellstone, sexual assault. Sandra Allen James, sexual assault. I mean, there's a whole list here. It just goes on and on and on. Christy Zurcher, sexual assault. Then you had a student from Yale, someone from the University of Arkansas, also accused him of being a little lewd, perhaps. Paula Jones, we all know about her character assassination. She's accused the Hillary war room of committing on her. Yeah. So I don't know that this definitely is going to be a big factor right now. I think this comes into play much later. Or maybe it's the Hillary camp trying to get this out of the way. Make it old news by the time October rolls along and things are really cranking. Because come October, every commercial on TV, radio, everywhere, it's all going to be packed commercials and campaign commercials. But there's a long list. And I guess Donald Trump is just trying to make the point that at least no one really accused him recently anyway of rape. Right? Or even having an extramarital affair in the last little bit anyway. You have a few with Bill. A few. Dolly Kyle Browning, Sally Perdue, Elizabeth Ward, Susie Whittaker, Bobby Ann William. It's a long list. Now, can you make the connection? Is Bill in play? Sure. Bill is definitely in play. He's on the campaign trail. You know, that was the argument when the Washington Post went after Ted Cruz's kids. And they had that picture of, it was a cartoon of Ted Cruz walking two little monkeys. First off, imagine if that was our current president in that cartoon. Imagine what the backlash would have been. But with Ted Cruz, Republican, it's fine. So he complained, or Ted Cruz had said, listen, my kids are not on the campaign trail. They're 8, 9, 10 years old. How can you go after them? And he had a point. Forget the age for a second. They weren't campaigning for their dad. Well, Bill is actively campaigning for Hillary. And this speaks to Bill's credibility. So I do think it's applicable. Donald Trump will beat this drum as long as he can. Maybe he'll let it die off a little bit, and then maybe we'll see it resurface. But I think the Hillary camp just wants to get out of the way. They're saying right now Donald Trump is only doing this because he's kind of licking his wounds from a bad week he had. He had a bad week, everyone asking for his tax filings. That's a bad week, apparently. If anyone had a bad week, it's Hillary. Terrible week. Terrible. And we're going to get into a little bit more about why that week was so bad and why the weeks to come are not going to get any better for Hillary Clinton and her, well, I guess, campaign. Limping campaign. Crawling campaign. Can't wait to get to Philadelphia where they're going to meet even more resistance, this time from their own side. So we'll talk about that when we get back. In the meantime, head over to Twitter. Give me a follow, at Rhino on Air. That's at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on Air. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash. According to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America, Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us, The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-471-5173, 800-471-5173.
All right, welcome back to the show, guys. You know, after Donald Trump comes out and says Bill Clinton, mayor, may not have raped somebody, the Clintons have an immediate response. They say Trump is doing what he does best, attacking when he feels wounded and dragging the American people through the mud for his own gain. If that's the kind of campaign he wants to run, then that's his choice. That's from Nick Merrill. He's the campaign press secretary for the old Clintons there. He also goes on and he says, so while he licks his wounds, we'll continue to focus on improving the lives of the American people. Now, I didn't hear an outright denial in that statement. Did you? I don't want to read it again, but I didn't hear them say, no, this is completely unfounded. This never happened. We can't believe that someone would accuse Bill Clinton of this. There was no denial here. Nothing. Like I said before, if anybody should really be licking their wounds, shouldn't it be Hillary Clinton? I mean, let's be honest here. She's still in a battle with Bernie Sanders. This guy won 21 states so far. 21. That's a lot. She thought she'd put this guy away no problem. Like she's put away every female that's accused Bill of something. Not Bernie. Not Bernie. They have violence erupting at these state conventions. It's just a microcosm of what's to come in Philadelphia. They are going to be going nuts in this place. Plus, you have the calls for Hillary's biggest supporter and DNC chairwoman, Debbie Wasserman Schmutz, to get out of this thing. They don't want her as the chairwoman anymore. So there's a lot that maybe Hillary should be licking her wounds for. This is not the type of response I would have expected to see from the Clinton campaign. Usually it's much more visceral. Usually it's much harder with stronger language. And she denies everything, right? She denies ever having these classified emails or these top secret emails. But here, they don't deny it. Nothing in this statement denies it. It's crazy. Well, speaking of dropping poll numbers, and they are dropping precipitously, we have some new polls out. I know you guys love polls. Well, these polls are now getting interesting, right? Before, when there were like 83 people in the race, so-and-so has 1%, so-and-so has 1%. Now they're starting to really actually sort of kind of mean something. I know national polls, for the most part, don't really mean much. They just kind of gauge the popularity of a candidate. Because it's not how we vote. It's all done by states and the Electoral College. Everyone knows that. This is like a popularity contest poll. Well, in these popularity contest polls, Donald Trump looking pretty good. Fox News poll comes out yesterday. This dated from May 14th to May 17th. So very, very recent. Trump at 45%, Hillary at 42%, 3% margin of error. So it's within the margin of error, just barely. Not bad. Hillary did set a new personal high at 61% for a negative view. That's up from 58% in March. So in 2 months, she increased 3% in people's negative view of her. Donald Trump, well, negative view of him was down to 56% from 65% in March. So he's going the right direction, she's going the wrong direction. Now, you know, neither one of these numbers are all that good to begin with. When you're above 50% in negatives, that's not good. That's not good. Favorables, this is also more telling too, though. Hillary is down to 37% from 39% in March. So her favorable dropped by 2%. Trump is at 41% favorable view. He was at 31% in March. He's up 10. That's a big number. That's a little shift in the wind there. Hillary's negatives going up, her favorables going down, and Donald Trump going in the opposite direction. And it's not exactly zero sum, because there are people that are withholding at this point. They're saying they're undecided or they're not going to vote for anybody. But even with those people, the numbers still do not look good right now on the Fox News poll for Hillary Clinton. But wait, there's more. Rasmussen, May 17th to May 18th, Trump at 42%, Hillary at 37%. That's a little bigger range there, and again, a 3% margin of error. Trump has 76% support among Republican voters. Hillary, in this poll, has 72% support among Democrat voters. But what's odd about this poll also is 13% of likely Democrat voters prefer Trump. And that's what he's been saying all along, is that he can get people to swing over. And we're seeing that. If 13% of likely Democrat voters prefer Trump, you're seeing where his support in the open primaries came from. I mean, big support, almost winning by 13% in most of these states. In the open primaries, that is. More telling than that is independents. Again, a place where Trump says he can get voters to come to the Republican side. 41% support for Trump, 28% for Hillary. Hillary has shifted so far to the left that even independents who traditionally vote Democrat don't want to support her. Now, does that mean, conversely, that Trump has come further to the center? You know, but I don't know. That's a good question. Because he has a lot of very, very conservative, I mean, ultra-conservative views when it comes to immigration, when it comes to security, when it comes to a few things. But 41% among independents in this Rasmussen poll, and only 28 for Hillary. Male voters, Trump leads by 22%. Female voters, Hillary leads by only 11%. She should have the female vote in the bag, and she doesn't. There are a few reasons for that. We could talk about that when we come back. I want to finish up by giving you a little history of these polls when we come back in the next segment. Because there is a history that shows maybe this poll, these two polls, are not a one-off. That there is a trend happening here. And it's not a trend favorable to the presumptive Democrat nominee at this point. And they can't be happy about it. Maybe that's something that weak little statement they put out about Donald Trump. Maybe they were looking at the poll numbers when they published that statement. Or came up with it in their think tanks and focus groups and all that fun stuff Democrats do. So hang tight there, guys. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Hey guys, when we left for the break, we were talking about this new poll that came out. Both polls, Fox News and Rasmussen. Well, here are some other polls, all right, that show this trend. April 28th to May 1st, CNN ORC poll, Hillary leads by 13% nationally over Trump. May 6th to May 9th, a PPP poll has Hillary leading by 6 nationally over Trump. May 6th to May 9th. Oh, I just did that one. Sorry. May 10th. I'm all over the place. May 10th, Gravis poll, Hillary by 2. So that was just a week ago. A little over a week ago. And now, two polls with Trump in the lead by 5 and by 3. So, I get it. There's a long time to go. We're in May and we're talking about November. I understand that. But there's got to be a reason for this trend. For the most part, Hillary has always been the presumptive nominee. So you can't say Bernie Sanders is pulling away and his people. Nah, that doesn't fly. With Trump, you had 17 people. A little bit different. So 3 or 4 months ago, when Hillary had much bigger numbers, yeah, a lot of that had to do with Trump had 16 other competitors who didn't want to say they'd vote for him in a poll. But listen, part of the problem with Hillary is, first of all, she supports fringe groups. Like Black Lives Matter. It's a fringe group. And the average person watches TV and they see what goes on with some of these demonstrators and they go, what is this? What's happening to us? But she supports fringe groups like that. And while that may be the thing to do during a primary, it is not the thing for a general. And it's going to be hard to back away from that. People are starting to also relearn what socialism is. We kind of forgot about what it was. We learned about it, you know, in history class. But people are starting to relearn what it is. And as Bernie has pushed her further and further to the left, it's going to be a word that's going to be surrounding her come August, September, October. Also, I think with 95 million Americans out of work right now. She shouldn't go around talking about closing companies because she doesn't care for the ideology of that company. And I'm talking about the West Virginia coal miners. That statement, when she said she's going to put coal companies out of business and coal miners out of work, it has a national implication. It implies that if she doesn't like the business you're in, she'll make sure you're unemployed. And with 95 million people out of work right now, is that really the message you want to send people? I don't know. Not me. I wouldn't want to say that. Because it wasn't just about West Virginia. If it just played on West Virginia news, yeah, maybe it's a more local. It got national attention. National attention. And you have a guy over here on the right with Donald Trump saying he's created 20,000 jobs, and someone here saying, well, I don't like coal, so you can all, you know, kick rocks. That's what she said to these people. And I think another problem with her campaign is Bill Clinton. He is kind of a faded memory, right? He was kind of going away. Most presidents enjoy a renaissance a few years after they're out of office. George H.W., even George W., a bit of a renaissance. They start to say, oh, well, you know what? It wasn't that bad. He was a good guy, and he did some good stuff for the Warriors and whatever else. Bill has never really enjoyed that renaissance. In fact, people look back at it, and they go, what was wrong with us? They look back at the crash of 1999, economic crisis. They look back at these allegations of affairs and the interference that Hillary ran to try to silence these women. You know, she's trying to champion a feminist cause, but she's silenced these women in the same process. So this is the problem. All of this stuff is coming back to haunt her. And it's not looking good right now. What can she do to change her image? I don't know. She had 3 campaign resets before she actually got her campaign going. It took her 3 times to announce her campaign. But now when you're in this battle back and forth, and it's every day, it's in every single news cycle, you don't have that luxury. The luxury of trying to reset your campaign and change your image, it's gone. Gone. See, Trump came out at the bottom. He came out as this kind of really brash guy. And it couldn't get much worse. He can only improve himself. I mean, he really came out like a, you know, ball of fire, saying some really controversial things. Now he can only get more presidential. Hillary's the exact opposite. She had a good stature, maybe in the 1990s as first lady. But she's gone down from then. She's only continued to go down. And it looks like they may have met and then crossed each other, like 2 ships in the night. Again, it's early. It's early. We're in May. But the trends are there. The trends are starting to be there. It's kind of like when you watch the economy, right? Today, I think the Dow is off 120 points right now. Well, we've seen the Dow hit a ceiling at about 17,900, 18,000, that area. That's what we call resistance. When you can't break it and stay above a certain point, that becomes a resistance line. Well, maybe Hillary hit her resistance line. And what happens in finance is you bounce off it, and you bounce off it pretty hard. Donald Trump may have found what we call a support line, where you don't drop below that line and you actually bounce off it and go higher. It looks like that line may be almost the same for both of them. So we're going to see how this goes going forward. When we come back, I want to get into a couple of questions from the Rhino mailbag and what could cost you $250,000 for saying in New York City. Hang in there, guys. Follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air. That's at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on Air. I'll follow you back if you're nice. And you can always ask a question. Ask Rhino, hashtag Ask Rhino. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. If you haven't been to Columbo's, you don't know what you're missing. Delicious food. The steaks of this side are fabulous. The seafood's so fresh and flavorful. Columbo's family Italian specialties are Southern California legendary, and the meatballs, the best in the West, North, South, and East. Plus service that's friendly but not fawning. And jazz every night, and it's all so affordable. That's what makes Columbo special. And they make special easy, whether for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. That's why when you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, making special easy every day. Columbo's, mangia.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last. But you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and Smart Fares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines. And you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Attention CRN listeners in Arizona. Now all of your mortgage needs can be handled by Advance Capital Mortgage. Looking for a reverse mortgage, refinance, new purchase, or just to streamline your FHA and HARP? Our rates are great with dozens of lending solutions. Call Advance Capital Mortgage, 855-437-8421. That's 855-437-8421. 855-437-8421. MBO 91903, MLS 716936.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. I want to use this last segment to do a little bit of mailbag stuff. Maybe from here on out we'll do something like that. If you have a question for me, you want me to answer on air, you can go to Twitter and you can hashtag it, Ask Rhino, and I'll pick out a question or two every day and we'll answer them here on air. So we put it out there this morning and we said, if you have a question, you know, let me have it. And, well, we got one. It says, Rhino, what are your thoughts on police wearing body cameras? I hate it. I hate the idea altogether. I don't like it. I think it's a grade A when we trust accused criminals more than we trust our police officers. Police officers are not plucked off the streets. They're highly trained, and they are intensely screened. Intensely. I remember being a former law enforcement officer myself. I remember going through the process, and my investigator, who was looking into my background at the time, told me had he applied for the job when I did, he never would have gotten it. There's medicals and psychologicals and more psychologicals. You talk to a shrink. You have to go. I mean, the battery of tests you have to go through to be a police officer, I mean, here in New York or anywhere else, is just, it's a tremendous amount. So I don't like body cameras. I don't like them. First of all, you have a lot of video in a lot of the cruisers. You have audio in a lot of cruisers. If you want to put audio on the officer, I'm a little more okay with that. I don't like that we get to, hey, listen, we're going to trust a criminal more than we trust you. I don't like that. There's a reason why they're being arrested. They didn't get arrested for giving too much money at church. So I don't like it. Thanks for the question. I do appreciate it. Like I said, if you have a question for me, I'll answer it here. Hashtag Ask Rhino on Twitter. Let's get into, for just a minute, the last minute or two here. If you say the wrong pronoun now in New York City, you can get fined from $125,000 to $250,000. the New York City Commission on Human Rights has updated a law on discrimination on the basis of gender identity or expression. Well, this law reads, and it's kind of wordy, but it says, the NYCHRL requires employers and covered entities to use an individual's preferred name, pronoun, and title, regardless of the individual's sex assigned at birth, anatomy, gender, medical history, appearance, or the sex indicated on the individual's identification. Some transgender and gender nonconforming people prefer to use pronouns other than he, him, his, or she, her, hers, such as they, them, theirs, or zeer or here. Okay, so what this is, if you let me break it down for you real quick, if you know that somebody is transgender, and I think it goes, if they're a man wanting to be a woman, they're a zeer, and if they're a woman dressed as a man, they're a here, and it's ZHE is a man dressed as a woman, and a HIR, a here, is a woman dressed as a man. You have to use these new words. It's like Greek. It's like Greek to talk to people now. And these employers, they can get fined up to $250,000 if they do not use the correct pronoun in New York City. Isn't that unbelievable? Completely, completely unacceptable. We call people he, him, her, whatever. That's how it is. If you don't like what people are calling you, well, maybe you shouldn't dress as somebody else. I don't know what to tell you. They're not doing it on purpose. But as it goes, if it just slips out and an employer says the wrong pronoun, well, they're going to get taken to court, they're going to get fined, and the city will get their money. That I'm sure will be a civil suit. And then the person who was quote-unquote offended, well, they'll get their money too. Maybe they should have stayed in their safe space, right? That's why we have safe spaces for these people to stay in. Just stay there. I don't know. All right. We'll get into a lot more tomorrow. You guys hang in there. A huge thank you, as always, to those serving our country at home and abroad. And a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. We sleep better at night knowing you're there. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.